Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, listen, folks, this is going to be a bit of a different show today, and I want to tell you why, because I think I need to be a little more candid with the people that listen, with the people that watch social media platforms. So you can understand a little bit as to who the messenger is at the end of this microphone in the afternoon show, during the afternoon show on sonsoflibertyradio.com. I was talking to some of my friends earlier this morning, and we were just kind of going back and forth on some issues, and we just kind of opened up with each other. And one of them is, you know, when I was a kid, I grew up in the 70s and the 80s. I'm an 80s kid. And I was still young in the 90s, and I'm still young today. But the point is, my growth spurt really took off probably more so now that I think about it in the 90s than it did in the 80s. But, you know, I was raised up during the Civil Rights Movement back in 68. I was just a little baby. And for those that haven't read my testimony, my war, by the way, it's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We just got a whole new batch done here for you. It tells you pretty much everything from start to where I'm at in the present as to what my testimony is. And by the way, we can only speak of our testimony. That is the gift of prophecy. If we talk outside of school, then we're just like any other Pharisee, and I don't want to be a part of that. But going back to the time that I was being raised up, I was raised where I met my dad, who had a suit on. It was a green black suit, and that's how I was introduced to my dad. We were on a slide, and what little did I know, I was in a prison yard. And also with that, I also realized very early on that it seemed like with my mother, who was a workaholic, she had more of a care about her boyfriends than she did me and my brother. And truth be told, it seemed like we were a bother coming into the world, and we were a bother as she left the world. And that is the truth of the facts. I mean, when it comes down to the facts of the matter. And so when we were little kids, oftentimes me and my brother, I would be three. This is the first time I can remember the first time, and my brother was five, where I remember we were up in the bed, and this is in North Minneapolis. It would be known as the Hood for those that don't know Minneapolis area. And we were in the center of the Hood. And with that said, I remember her boyfriends would come home. And in one particular, and I remember him breaking into the house. He broke the window so he could get to the door. He opens the door. We heard music playing. It was Johnny Cash. I can hear it just like it was yesterday. I can see it just like it was today. And what was interesting to note, friends, is when she would get beat up by him, and this was a reoccurring theme there with this guy, she would come upstairs, and she'd be bloody, and I can see it right now just like it's, you know, in the present. And she would look at me and my big brother. I'm sorry, I was the 3-year-old. He was the 5-year-old. And she would look at us and say, what am I supposed to do? So early on, and this is the point that I'm trying to get to, early on, we were taught to protect our mom when we didn't know how to protect our mom. And I'm a very protective guy. And with my family, with my friends, with my ministry, with everything that I'm responsible for, I'm very protective of it. And one of the other things that we learned on real quick was that we had to give answers to my mom to help protect my mom from any harm coming to her again. And I think that's one of the things that I've taken with me throughout my whole life is I'm very protective of that truth. I hold to the truth of the Word of God, and I want the Word to be applicable in my life in every given area. And I want all of Him, and He promised that I would be all of His as long as He was all of mine. And I want that transition to take place continuously where it's not I that lives, but it's Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, which is found in Galatians 2:20. So I've been running my ministry that way for 23 years. And, you know, when I first started getting into high schools, I also noticed other people that were talking about doing high schools that weren't doing high schools. I understood those kids. And I think that's one of the reasons the Lord allowed me to go through a lot of the things that I went through is to give me understanding as to those that I were called to. I don't care if it's a jock, way to the right, and I'm just using right-left paradigms here, or a total, what someone might call a dark sider or some knuckleheaded loser. It's like I understood all those kids because I went through the process of my life to understand all those kids and all those people. And I'll tell you what, you know, being 23 years in ministry now, I think one of the biggest things that also bothered me was the fact that for how many years of my life, those that called themselves Christians never one time took the time to point their finger to behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. 1 John 2:29. So there's a real straight and narrow line there in my life, and I'm talking about what I can't stand and what I need to protect, and there's the truth in the center of that, and that's the truth that I need to preach. On Saturday, I got a phone call, and it was right in the center of my topic, and what I wanted to do in this particular show is stick to the topic. And I needed to stay on par with that topic. In the first segment, I got two phone calls. One had in part to do with the topic in which I was speaking, and I figured, well, we still have a little time for the first segment to take their phone call, so we took it on. And then the second call, we got another call from a woman, and I just went right on my rant in the sense of what I understand. And what it is in my partakings with what I see in this country as being the poor or those that have been labeled the poor. So with giving that little background to you, I want to, on the other side of this, and I'm going to hit some more during the end of the show, but I want to kind of walk through what my point was and what I was trying to share with the people, because my objective here is to preach a grace that empowers, period. A grace that empowers the people. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, and where faith overcomes. And I'm talking about Romans 5, and I'm also talking about 1 John chapter 5. So a grace that empowers and a faith that overcomes. And my objective here is if I see someone in the hole, I want to turn around and I want to grab them because I'm protective, and I want them to see the gospel of Jesus Christ through my life, and I want to pull them out from where they're at. I don't want to be a partaker of false compassion. False humility that enables people to stay in the hole. I want to, again, give them grace to empower them to get out and let them see the faith and be a partaker of that faith. Hebrews 12:2 to overcome, as well as 1 John 5:4. So I'm going to hit it. If you want to call in, you can. Please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. And at the end of the show, I'm going to highlight that caller one more time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We're talking about preaching a grace that empowers and a faith that overcomes. Okay, and what I am doing is that I'm countering false compassion, false humility, where they're not bearing the fruits of the Spirit, they're bearing fruits of the reprobate. I don't want to enable people to stay in the position that they are, nor does the gospel in any place put that up against 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Now, I'm saying this for the very purpose that I have to start from the bottom, at least the beginning, as to when this started to take place in our country. One of the things that I was raised up under was a welfare system. And a welfare system, by the way, is set for the state to create dependence. And I want you to understand that the welfare state is completely unconstitutional. You can find it nowhere in the U.S. Constitution, nor can you find it in the Word of God. Yes, we're supposed to help the poor, but to those that are really poor. Isn't that right? Yes, we are, and I'm all about that. And at no time, by the way, have I ever one time suggested in my whole entire life not to look out to the poor or for the poor, and I'm talking about Galatians 2:10 right now. No, I came from that hole, Isaiah 51. I know where I came from. I know what it's like to come home with no food. I know what it's like to come home with no dad, no mom. I know all of that. We're not talking out of school here, folks. But one thing that I continuously see is people milking a system in the United States of America. Do you know how many? Here, let me do it this way. In America, this is a good question for somebody. Anybody know when the welfare system began in the United States of America? Now, let me ask you another question, because these are the thoughts that went through me this morning. When was the Great Depression? Here, I'll tell you. 1929 to 1939. And I thought, you know what? I'll bet you it's right in the middle of that. Exactly. So in 1935, the government under that of Roosevelt created a welfare system. Okay, what they needed is they needed dependents. So they created dependents, because those dependents will always be subservient to the government. That's a big no-no. They're not subservient to God in any sense of the word. Hang on a second. I'm just getting a thought here. I got to write it down so I don't lose it. Versus godly. And I want you to see this or hear this in just a moment. So let me get back to this point here. I didn't want to lose that thought. So in 1935, the welfare system was created, where the government now stole from the people that worked, and they gave to the people that didn't work. Okay, what I have learned from being raised up on welfare is that 9 times out of 10, and more than not, 10 times out of 10, those people that are on welfare already knew that system was in place, so they became what? Derelict of their obligations to a God that they must obey. So instead of obeying God, they now became subservient to Him in obedience to His commandments. 1 John 2:4, 1 John 2:6, right? John 14:21. Now they threw off the Lord and they brought on the state. Now they become subservient to the state. Okay? And I can give you example after example after example of what I've seen. How many women were in that system where they were impregnated by a guy that didn't work because he knew he didn't have to work? He was going to get his girlfriend pregnant. He got her pregnant. She got a check from the state. She got food stamps from the state. And he would live with his girlfriend. So what do you have going on there? You have dependents. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to do everything in their power to keep in power the person that's giving them money that doesn't belong to them. That is a welfare state. Okay, so I thought of, okay, so when is the Depression? Okay, it was in 1929 to 1939, and right enough, discernment was telling me already that smack dab in the center of that 1935, the government created dependence. They incurred dependence. They needed dependence, right? Okay, so let's go way fast forward to 2022. And these numbers are baffling, to say the least. In the fiscal year 2022, total U.S. government spending on welfare, this is taking from the people that work and giving to the people that don't work. And by the way, many of them welfare recipients are the people that you see out on the streets rebelling against the older generation, just so you know. Okay? Federal, state, and local is guesstimated to be you can't make it up, $1,776 billion. Did you hear me? The total government spending estimated for 2022 is $9.10 trillion. Okay? Including $823 billion for Medicaid, $953 billion in other welfare. Foreigners that are coming to the United States of America are coming to the United States of America because of the system that is created to create dependence. You just heard during the break, as I've highlighted 1,000 times, they're pulling in foreigners from different countries. Because the reason they're doing that is because they do not have the support that they want you to believe that they have here. That's why we have voter fraud. Is everybody paying attention with me? Okay? Is this a godly system? Absolutely not. It's not a godly system in any sense of the word. Everything about it brings about a curse. And I have in front of me right now, and I'm going to read this to you because it's important that you understand the difference between the godly and the ungodly. I am preaching, friends, a grace that empowers and a faith that overcomes. When you're dependent upon the state, that hole keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And it becomes harder and harder and harder and harder for those that are doing the right thing. But if those that were doing the right thing would deal with the corruption, they wouldn't have to worry about supporting people that don't work. Okay? And again, I find from personal experience that sometimes 10 times out of 10, those people that are on the welfare system knew the system was there and they are now dependent upon it. and they, in many cases, have been trained up to do so. Ask me, I'll tell you. Because I had a mother that tried to do that with me and my brother, and we would have none of it. Absolutely none of it. Okay? I want you to listen to this carefully. This is Max Jukes. He was an atheist. He lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there was 310 paupers, bums, okay? 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. Please keep in mind that this was a lot of money back in the 1700s. Is this a blessing or a curse? It's a curse. But praise God, it works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God. His name was Jonathan Edwards. He was a great awakening preacher. Okay? There's a recall of Jonathan Edwards. He lived at the same times as Max Jukes did, but he married a godly girl. He lived at the same time as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl. So therefore, an investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which, listen carefully, under the blessing, 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States of America, 80 became public officials in its various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. So his descendants did not cost the state, the godly descendants did not cost the state one single penny. Proverbs 10:7 tells us the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Friends, I'm preaching a grace that empowers in a faith that overcomes. Scripture tells us, friends, in the book of Psalms, and I'm going to go there, and I want you to go there along with me. It tells us in Psalm 37:25, it says, I've been young, and now I'm old. This is King David. He said, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Now, I'm going to give this in parallel and in contrast to what it is that I see constantly in the United States of America. And then what I want to do is I want to compare poor with poor, because poor in the United States of America is blessed poverty, give me more. That's what we can say in America. And I think some of this information is going to be quite shocking to you. And we're going to come right back to this. Folks, hold tight. We're going to cover as much as we possibly can over the next two segments that we have coming up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Oh, by the way, 59 million people are on welfare today. You heard me right. 59 million. Incredible. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is trying to close a digital divide. During an event in the Rose Garden, Biden and Vice President Harris are unveiling plans to broaden discounted high-speed internet service to low-income Americans. 20 top internet providers have agreed to either increase speeds or cut prices to qualified households. Police in the Bahamas are releasing the identities of three American tourists who died at a Sandals resort. The Commissioner of Police, Paul Roll, saying a couple from Tennessee and a man from Florida died over the weekend after complaining of extreme nausea and vomiting, and they're sifting through evidence.
Department of Environmental Health is still on scene, as well as we have some presence of officers, and that area is still preserved.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Russian ambassador to Poland has a run-in with anti-war protesters.
Russia's ambassador to Poland was bombarded with red paint on Monday as he arrived at a ceremony where Soviet soldiers who died during World War II are buried. Ambassador Sergei Andreev had red paint on his clothes and face as demonstrators who opposed Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine protested around him, some carrying Ukrainian flags and not nice things to say. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The first tropical wave of the season is forming in the Atlantic. Officials with the National Hurricane Center say the waves developed Sunday near the west coast of Africa. The formation of the wave comes just 3 weeks ahead of the official start of hurricane season on June 1st. The Florida Division of Emergency Management took to Twitter to remind residents that now is the time to start building their disaster supply kits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. By the way, I also brought up the word chlorpyrifen earlier. Do you guys know that chlorpyrifen is a strategy in the creation of a political crisis? It's created on purpose, leading to guaranteed annual income. You already know the globalists have been talking about this for some time, right? Well, what a better way than to get 59 million people subservient to the state. I'm not making this up. I'm doing my research, folks. I'm preaching a grace that empowers and a faith that overcomes. Grace, Webster's 1828 is a definition. What does it mean? Power to what? Overcome. Remember John 8:11? Go and sin no more. If we understand real grace, we're going to be like that of Jonathan Edwards. We're not going to be like that or the fruit of a Max Jukes. Now, I'm not saying that things can't happen. I'll get to that in just a moment because I'm not quite finished with my point yet. Okay, 59 million people in the United States of America are on welfare. There's 329.5 million people in this country. Is anybody bothered by that? Hey, folks, going back to the call on Saturday, I was literally castigated for something I didn't say in the sense of talking to the person that called. I gave and I reiterated it two or three different times. This is my experience with the poor in the United States of America. What I want you to understand is I see it all the time. I can go to Highway 55 and 494, and there's always going to be a lady and a man. The lady's going to be sitting down acting as if she's incapacitated, begging for money. And then there's going to be another guy on one of the mediums in the center of two highways. That's Highway 55. They're there almost every single day. Does that bother you? Does it bother you to know that they make $400 to $600 a day? Oh, if you're on social media platforms, I need you to see this guy because he was boasting about it to the New York Post. And there, folks, I could spend 6 hours just covering this topic. Does this apply to everybody? Nope. There's people that really need help. I understand that. But that's not what I was addressing. This bum right here, it says, boasts he makes $200 an hour panhandling. Did you hear what I said? He's boasting that he makes $200 an hour panhandling. I seen one video of a girl that acted as if she was a paraplegic, and what they did is they followed her, and they followed her back to her van, and when they followed her back to her van, she threw off her garb as if she was an old woman. She was a young, pretty woman dressed very casually and fashionably. They followed her down 6th Street in New York where she went shopping at the high-end stores. She was making thousands. Care 11 in the United States, in the state of Minnesota here, did a report where they were showing people were making $400 to $600 a day. This guy was boasting about $200 an hour, right? Oh, folks, just yesterday, as a matter of fact, on Saturday, I was highlighting a guy who claims that he's a veteran who's dressed better than me and my family put together. And it's interesting that on Mother's Day, when I took my wife out to eat and my kids out to eat, he was standing on the same corner about 25 minutes away from me, north of where I'm at right now, begging for money. He's there almost every day. Right behind him is a restaurant that says, "Help Wanted." Okay? And what do people do? Well, people go ahead and they open up their pocketbooks out of the goodness of their heart. And I high-five every one of you. I've done it too. They're working the goodness and the charities of men's heart only to find out, friends, that many of them are not poor at all. They're very wealthy. I shared on Saturday that there was a kid in North Minneapolis. It was a McDonald's. That's the hood again. And I remember I had 10 bucks, and I just went through the drive-thru, and he came up to me. He's a black dude. And he said, "Can you buy me a fish sandwich?" Didn't even think twice about it. Gave him $5. And what I did is I paid attention as to what he was going to do with it, because right when he got my $5, he went right behind me to get some more money from the next guy. He was playing the charities of the people. Right across the street was a liquor store. Should we support that? Should we enable these people so they can remain where they're at? Absolutely not. I also told the story that when I was on West Broadway, that's the hood right outside of Minneapolis area. We were coming back from practice, and it was right on West Broadway, and right across Highway 94, I can still see him there. He was standing there with a sign, a full-grown man, probably about 35 years old. I said, "Hey, guy, how about I take you across to Wendy's over there, and I'll buy you something to eat?" He said, "No, I don't want to eat." He goes, "I want the money." To the right of me, friends, was a liquor store. I also told the story, my experience, that's all I can talk about, is when we were on the road in Kansas City, when I was touring across the United States of America in the rock and roll life, and I remember having a $5 a day per diem. $5. And I remember seeing this guy on the side of the road. He was a skinny character, and I felt bad for him. My natural emotions got involved, and I went out and I gave him my $5. As a matter of fact, I made sure when I gave it to him that he was going to go inside of the store and buy something to eat with the money that I just gave him, because I just gave up my $5 a day per diem. That's all I had to eat, okay? And I'm not trying to cause attention or draw attention to myself. I'm just trying to show you the heart of what's here behind this microphone. Nothing more, nothing less. Not asking for accolade. I'm not even asking really for your understanding, because I know the truth of why I gave it, because I wanted to make sure he was taken care of. What did that guy do? He went right inside of the store. He went up to our guitar player, and he was looking for marijuana. Okay. Now, on the other hand, I remember going into Washington, D.C., where there was this young black man there, about 20 years old, 22 years old, maybe high-end 24, I can see him now. He was sitting up on a bench, and he was looking for someone that would buy him lunch. And every time I tell this story, I can feel it, because I knew it was a bingo. He was the right guy to give it to, and it was a blessing. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. That was one of those, this is a real one. And there was an anointing and a witness of the Holy Ghost. And what I did is he asked me if I would buy something for him to eat. And I looked up at him and I said, well, what do you want? He went right to the cheapest thing. He went right to the cheapest thing on the menu. And I told him, I said, no, you get what you want. I want to make sure you're taken care of. And I remember the guys, my boys, two of them during that time, came back and they said, Dad, you know that guy that you just bought lunch for? He's over at the table praying to the Lord, thanking him for the meal. That's what I'm talking about. Those are the kind of people I want to help. And again, my experience shows me that over and over and over again, friends, people are taking advantage of each other. Not in every given scenario. And what bothers me is when I see people that are more than able to work and they beg. It bothers me. It bothers me a lot because I know what it takes to get out of that hole. I didn't get myself out of the hole. The grace of God did. And the grace of God took effect when I obeyed the word of God and did what he told me to do. And what is that? I went out there and I busted hump. And I've been busting hump for 23 years. I put my hand to the plow and I've not looked back. And by the way, in this ministry, the ministry finances go for the work of the ministry to keep us out there doing what? Obeying the Great Commission, Mark 16:15. That's what we do here. That's what we've always done. Okay? I want to go over to this. I want you to see this really quick. And tell me how you feel after you see this one. This is another one. And again, I could spend hours showing you videos like this, literally. But it's very offensive. But this is America. This is America. Check this out.
A pregnant woman begging for money on the street with a young boy drove away in a Mercedes. An outraged viewer contacted Team 10 after snapping pictures of that scene. Team 10 troubleshooter Kristen Severance joins us now with more. Kristen.
Yeah, so this 10 News viewer said she'd wondered the story behind this woman for 2 months. Then she said she saw her get into her Mercedes and drive away. She wants you to know what happened in case you see the same woman asking for money.
Right there on the corner.
Melissa Smith said she saw this pregnant panhandler and her son at this Eastlake Plaza every weekend.
I felt bad. I mean, there's a pregnant lady with a little boy and is down on her luck. The dad comes out on the weekends and stands with them.
She held a cardboard sign.
Please help.
And plenty of people did.
Lots of people giving the money.
Smith said she was getting gas when she saw the couple at the usual spot.
They were leaving, and I noticed they went into a Mercedes-Benz. And I thought, wow, a Mercedes-Benz?
She shook her head, got in her car, and drove away.
Lo and behold, they were in front of us. And here they are, counting money, laughing. Their little boy's not in a car seat or a seatbelt. He's all the way in the front seats with them.
Smith watched them drive to another plaza on Bonita Road.
She sits there with the sign. He goes, parks the Mercedes. And they put up the sign, and not less than 5 minutes, here she is getting money from all these people.
She took pictures of the woman and little boy. She said the woman saw her.
Now listen
to this.
Next
thing I know, she picks up this big boulder about this big. Goes over her head. So I don't know if pregnant people can do that. But it was pretty big, over her head and coming at me with this rock.
Another witness saw the whole thing and called 911.
She grabs her little boy and takes off through the middle of the parking lot.
Police told Team 10 they did respond, but the couple had left.
Smith gave Team 10 the license plate number 2. We ran the plates. The car came back belonging to a woman. Her address was listed here at this apartment complex in Encinitas.
No answer. I left my card and a note to call me.
You guys paying attention? She wasn't even pregnant, guys.
A woman called me back but said she had just moved in. The people living there had picked up and left. Smith said
she
was... And
again, I think you guys are getting the point here as to my experience, what I have dealt with, what I have seen, and I've seen it over and over and over again. This is what I was responding to, my experience, not outside of it. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of Creation Ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Preaching a grace that empowers in a faith that overcomes. Preaching a grace that empowers in a faith that overcomes. You ready for this? 80% of the poor in American households have air conditionings. In 1970, only 36% of all Americans had it. 92% of poor households have microwaves, two-thirds have had at least one DVD player, and 70% of the poor have a VCR. 75% of the poor in America have a car or a truck. 31% of the poor have two or three cars. 31% of the poor in America have two or three cars. 80% of the poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. That's what I was going to ask. You know these UNESCOs and all these fundraisers for starving people? Do you know a lot of that money never even gets to them? Just wanted to let you know that as well. See, people are setting up these organizations to make gain off of them. Follow whatever you support, follow it through, okay? This is my objective, is to preach a grace that empowers, pull them out of the hole, and a faith that overcomes. Not to play to the emotions and enable them to stay there. That is the point I've always made since day one. Period. Okay? 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never hungry at any time because they could not afford food. Okay? Nearly two-thirds of the poor in America, 63.7%, have cable listen carefully, have cable or satellite television. What happens when they don't have that money anymore, friends? Does that push them to go to work like the rest of us? You better know it does. You better know that it's a. This is called enabling. This is called creating dependence, and this is creating a system to self-destruct. Cloward Piven, okay? Did you know that half of the poor in America have personal computers? I'm sure it's way more than that now. More than half of the poor families in America with children have a video game system such as Xbox or PlayStation. That's how poor they are. Blessed poverty, give me more, say the poor. Are you with me? Does this make anybody angry? Okay. Just under half of all the poor in America have had internet access. Incredible. One-third of the poor in America have widescreen plasma or LCD TVs. Not making it up. One in every four people have had a digital video recorder such as TiVo. And finally, the average poor person in America has more living space than the average non-poor person in Europe. Y'all with me? Okay. So let's go back to the phone call that I got on Saturday. I'm totally focused. Matter of fact, after a conversation I had with two of my friends today that I can soundboard, I walked into the room and I said, honey, am I an arrogant dude? She goes, I don't think you're arrogant. She said, I think you're very confident. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 1, strong confidence have they that fear the Lord. I'm very confident in what the Lord has done and what he's doing. There's no question about it, because I cannot do what I've done in my own strength. She goes, I can see how some people might perceive that. I said, I am so focused on what I'm called to do that what other people and what bothers other people doesn't even come through me. Because I want to get the job done. Hey, folks, let me say this. And I'm not defending myself. I'm defending the truth of why I do what I do. The only reason I'm doing what I'm doing today is because I believe the Lord, number one. Number two, I don't see a whole lot of other people willing to take up that cross. And I want to see him glorified. Why? Because I'm a dead man walking. My life is his life. And I want to be used for his glory because I know that life is but a vapor. I know how fast it goes. I know how fast it's going. And my Bible tells me to work to redeem the time. So don't misplace arrogance with confidence. Because there's nothing to be arrogant about. I'm just trying to get the job done. And if you can't see that on sonsoflibertyradio.com, I can't help you. The only thing is I know why I do what I do. The other thing is humility. I was accused of arrogance in being judgmental. I think it's judgmental when we don't hold to the judge's word. As a matter of fact, in Matthew 23, Jesus said that you sit in Moses' seat. It's to usurp God's word when we don't hold to his word. Aside of the feelings which all have to go to the cross, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. We all have to crucify those natural emotions. We need to be a principled people in the Word of God. Well, it's false humility. I hear people talk about a humility in the church that it's not humility at all. It's a counterfeit. And as I said earlier, friends, it's counterfeit to the fruits of the Spirit. It's the fruit of the reprobate man. Humility today is accepting the abuse of the enemy rather than understand that we have been mandated by God and his anointing to take on the enemy. He's a defeated foe. Luke 19:10. Right? And Luke 10:19. Charles Finney said, humility is spoken of as if consisted in a deep sense of unworthiness, right? Whereas it consists in no such thing. If humility consisted in unworthiness, the devil might be humble and doubtless are. If this is humility, Convicted sinners must also be humble, and doubtless if this is humility, I scarcely ever in my life heard a minister speak of humility as if he had any definitely developed idea of what it really is. Humility must consist in a willingness to be known and appreciated according to who we are in Christ. And let me tell you, Moses was the meekest man alive, but he was the one that was appointed to go to the face of Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. And it's also interesting how his brother, how others, Abram, Dathan, Korah, Miriam, his sister, all accused him of otherwise. Okay? So I want to say this concerning the woman that called in, because I did a little homework after. I was brash with my response because I was focused on what I was going for. The topic that was brought to the show had nothing to do with it. I didn't need to be so short. But I was, again, focused, truth be told. And then when it was brought up about homelessness and so on and so forth, I brought it to my experience instantaneously. I was accused of, by people that I thought better of things that never even went through my mind. It's almost as if some people were just waiting there in the winds to go in for the kill, and it's exactly what they did. Now, not all of them. I had some of them tell me the truth. Bradley, the way that you came across, it wasn't right. For this, I apologize. Because my intent is not to offend anybody on purpose ever at any given time outside of for the gospel's sake to bring forth godly repentance, 2 Timothy 7:10. If I go beyond that, then I am in error. This lady, her name is Kelly. She was the one that called in. We believe that this is her. She was the one that called in. And it's interesting, too, that I didn't give her a chance to talk, I was told. But yet, for a person that didn't get a chance to talk, those that were willing to defend what she didn't say kind of bewilders me a little bit, but I guess that's how it works with some people. But I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to this page. I want you to look at this woman, and if you know her, I've already sent her a message. I want to get a hold of her. I want to get a hold of her because I didn't mean to be so harsh. But I do want to say this. I was focused. I want to give her a chance to get on the radio and tell the story about what's going on. And I'm going to go ahead and post this to social media platforms on today's show. And I'm going to put it at the bottom of the show. And what I want you to do is I want you to go in there. And if you would, please donate. Because before the Lord, I had no idea. And I think I've had her call in before. But I want to do my best to make reconciliatory measures at every given level. And I want to show her the heart of who we are and what it is that we do here in this ministry. This is one of those situations where I believe it's going to be a bingo, friends, if we can support this woman and help her. She's a 59-year-old woman, which she said on Saturday. We just found out that she has a tumor. Her house burnt down. And I'll tell you, you just don't see a lot of people that are actually out there asking for help that really need the help. And this is one of those people that really needs our help, friends. So when Scripture comes to my aid in Galatians 2:10, I believe that this is one of those scenarios where we really need to help Kelly out. And Kelly, if you're listening to me today, my apologies. Please give us a call at the offices, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.